Thank you, Doma T. It's Justin Kaufman. It's a download. It is time for the worst. 312-981-7200. The worst. We play every Tuesday night where we complain about the worst things in society for prizes. And tonight we've got a plenty. We got a pair of tickets to the 10th annual Chicago Blackhawks convention at the Hilton, Chicago this weekend. We've also got a pair of tickets to Peter and the Starcatcher playing at Metropolis out in Arlington Heights. And, of course, standby. The Lou Malnati's gift certificate. One. We're giving away one tonight, so we got three great prizes. They're already coming in at 312-981-7200. In studio tonight, judging a regular Blake Burkhart. Blake, good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you, too. How good you to been? Be back. Been yeah, very good. Right.
Blake, of course, the producer and host, the comedians you should know at Timothy O'Toole's Wednesday nights, two shows coming up here this week and next week, 7:30 and 9:30.
That's right, 7 o'clock and 9:30.
All right, there we go. Yeah. Well, you know, if they come late, you'll still see them if they're late, right?
Right.
And also a newcomer tonight, Aaron Grother. Is that right, Grother?
Yeah,
we
great.
Got it. Aaron, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Aaron is going to be, she hosts a comedy show called Andorka's Comedy at Andorka's in Pilsen. What day of the week is that?
That's every second Friday.
Every second Friday, mm-hmm. And she'll be also at the Milwaukee Comedy Festival coming up here in August.
Yes,
Aaron, thanks for being here. Okay. All right. 312-981-7200. Let's start as we start every week with Pete Zimmerman. He kicks it off with the worst. What do you got, Pete?
What's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
Eating cherries at work. There's really no good way to do it.
I literally brought a bag of cherries to work today.
I love eating cherries. They're delicious things, but you pop them in and you get the pit there and you put them on a napkin and they're just sitting on your desk. You spit them out in the garbage like you're some Cletus.
Yeah. Cletus.
It's really difficult to enjoy cherries. They're the worst.
Cherries are the worst. Yeah.
Cherries are delicious. Cherries are not the worst.
Nah, it's not cherries' fault.
Cherries, I'm done with cherries. I feel like A, there's no really great way to eat them. B, they're super expensive. Like I feel like they're more expensive than the grape, and that's just wrong. I think that they should be less expensive than the grape because they're only available at certain times, and they should be there when the harvest is plentiful. We should have cherries for cheap.
Yeah. Well, they're more of a luxury, I think, is what it is.
Yeah. You think the price should go down because they're so inconvenient to eat?
Yeah, I think they should. I think that
like a pineapple should be the cheapest because it's the hardest to eat.
If you're going to have this trouble of eating a cherry at work, it should be inexpensive.
All right.
Aaron, what do you got for the worst this week?
Oh, my absolute pet peeve is when people pour hot, piping hot coffee into the trash can at a coffee shop. Because they didn't ask for room.
Right.
And so then that employee later
has to get it and the bag just breaks.
Has to deal with the trash bag.
That has to happen every single time. I mean, every time I'm at the condiment area at a coffee shop, people are doing that.
Oh, yeah. When they take out the trash, it must just be a big bag of liquid.
When I worked at Starbucks in my life, I remember that you would take the garbage out and you take it over your shoulder and it'd be the biggest, it was so heavy because it was just coffee grounds and water. And you would drag it and then you'd look behind you as you're dragging it to the dumpster and it'd just be like a line of grounds, you know, and you're just like, and then you would smell like it. And so when you go home, if you were a newbie, you know, you said, oh, I got to take a nap. I got up at 5 o'clock in the morning and you fell asleep in your bed without taking a shower. It would be, you could never get that Starbucks smell out of your clothes or your bed
awake.
Or anything. Yeah, it was just gross. It's a gross feeling.
Right.
Blake, what do you got for the worst?
Well, I can't believe I even have to say this, but people are still putting their gum under railings and their seats at movie theaters everywhere. It's like, and I know it's not just children doing it, but if you don't know what to do with your gum, you know, prepare for this scenario. Don't just put it wherever you are.
I know, right?
It's ridiculous.
I like to eat it.
There you go. That's
you
new.
You swallow it?
Yeah.
Like you're not supposed to do that, right?
It's like 7 years of bad luck or something like that. No, it's seven years of digestive.
I feel okay.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Right.
Well, I have a 9-year-old, and my wife always gets on me about not cleaning out the car. And so not too long ago, I was like, all right, I'm going to do a full clean of the car, the inside of the car. Mm-hmm. And I got over to his seat, which was on the right side, and I was going through the you know, the little compartments on the door that you never even pay attention to, just full of chewed gum. And I was like, what is this? So he's just doing the, like, no one's looking, and he's throwing it in there?
Right.
I mean, it was just, like, this sticky mess of old gum. And when I asked him about it, he's developing into a nice little liar. Like, he's just like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, how could you say that? No one else sits there, and you're the only one who chews blue gum. That's it. So anyway, 312-981-7200. Mine tonight, I put it on Twitter as well. As any, you know what's the worst? Commemorating national days over food. Like, the idea of every day seems to be, it's National Hamburger Day. Tomorrow's National Ice Cream Day. Today, National Candy Day. All right, get enough. Yeah. You don't need a national day for a hamburger.
Unless it comes with something free. Like, if you're going to give me a free donut, a lot of times I can celebrate whatever you want.
I guess that is true. All right, let's see what we got here. All right, 312-981-7200. Here's what we'll do. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We got a lot of great stuff coming in. People really want those prizes. 312-981-7200. Aaron Grother, Blake Burkhart in studio tonight. We're playing the worst. Stay with us.
It's going down,
y'all. Playing the worst tonight. 312-981-7200 in studio. Comedians Aaron Grother and Blake Burkhart. Again, 312-981-7200. We're complaining about the worst things in society for prizes. We got a pair of tickets to the 10th annual Chicago Blackhawks convention at the Hilton Chicago this weekend. Also got a show in Arlington Heights at the Metropolis, and also a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. So we got a lot to give away. And usually when the prizes are big, you get a lot of responses. And tonight we're getting great ones. So let's get right to it. 312-981-7200. The first one tonight, 708, says the worst is when people don't rinse out their containers for recycling. All right.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
it's because it stinks? Is that the idea?
I think maybe, I don't know if this is accurate. Can you not, do they not recycle it if it's not rinsed out?
Maybe.
Do they end up just throwing it away?
It seems like, how would they check every single
thing? No, it probably has much more to do with, like, it being sticky.
It is
or
bad.
It,
like,
gross.
Like old beer cans start to really smell if you have roommates like me.
Or in my case, you know what happened today is I had breakfast with a friend and I came back and I realized that I missed the garbage. You put the garbage out. Like, I have a townhome, and it's, like, the garbage in the back.
Yeah.
And I missed it, and this is my first week with a kitten. So it's just a bunch of cat poop in my...
So now you got
to hang on to that cat poop for a week. So that's going to be a smelly garage.
Rinse out that cat poop.
That's not going to go well. All right, you know what's the worst? Apple picking. Nothing like overpaying to essentially become free labor. Wow. That's really, I would say that's more of an idea that you do for the experience. That's one of those things where you're not really concerned about. How much a pound?
Yeah.
How much
seems
a bushel?
Like a cute date or something.
Yeah.
One that
people
I would never do. But
no, I wouldn't either. Yeah. I'm from a farm, so I don't need to stand around trees watch all the other people. Oh, farm trees. Wow.
I would never be able to tell you how much horseback riding is, but I know that it's probably a fun little date, right? But I would never I'd never be able to say, oh, that's too much for a horse.
You know they set that price. Like, that's what you pay for horseback riding.
Yeah. I've never been to Sal. I'm not paying that.
The worst is actually going apple picking when it's too late in the season, when
there's
nothing
there.
Left. Right. You're just like picking apples up off the ground. You're looking on the ground like, oh, yeah, here's a couple of good ones laying on the ground.
That's
is
like going to the.
Is it cheaper then?
Is it cheaper?
I don't
know. But if you ask someone on a date, like, hey, you want to go on a date in 2 months when all the apples are cheaper?
That's like getting a pumpkin on October 30th at Home Depot. It's just not, don't do that, right? All right, keep going here. 262, we got a fruit theme going. The worst are those darn little stickers they put on every single piece of fruit. I didn't realize I ate one when I bit into an apple and tried to swallow it, stuck to the back of my throat. My tongue couldn't bend back far enough, and I had to stick my fist in my throat to remove it. I can't wait.
Until they put a sticker
on every single grape.
Why did they have to stick their
fist in there?
They were just showing off at that point.
Showing off at a party.
Party trick they had from college, and they're like, finally there's a use for this.
I think Pete got everyone fired up about fruit, beating them with cherries. Now everyone's like, here's another one.
There's a real push.
It'd be funny if part of apple picking is they give you a sheet of stickers, and you have to go put the stickers on the apples.
Then how much would that? Then,
that's apple
this
sticking.
Is too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, apple sticking, right? 224, the worst, spending 2 days cleaning Legos and sorting them out by size. Got them all put away, I thought. and I still stepped on one.
I'd like to imagine that a five-year-old wrote that into us.
I was just thinking that.
Does it get a little bit, I would say, to 224? Do you start to get a little bit OCD in the way that you're storing them by size? I mean, you're talking about size of the little guys, where it's like there's the thin one, there's a long one, there's the thick one. I mean, is that what they're doing?
A million different types.
How many containers are you going to have for that?
Right. It seems like that might be your first... Maybe deal with that issue first and then stepping on one later. Mm-hmm. Right. 219 says, you know what's the worst? Back knee. It's summer, it's hot, and I have all these cute tank tops that I can't wear because my back is broken out as much as my teenager's face. Ugh.
Oof, I feel ya. I am the back knee comic of Chicago. I tell a couple back knee jokes.
Aaron's
and they
got
kill.
Great back knee material. Yeah.
You just stumbled upon that material. You're just like, you know what? No one's doing this stuff. I'm going to do some back knee jokes.
I'd be like, you know what? People don't see my naked back on stage, so I'm just going to tell them.
So I'll describe it to them, right? Right. Very descriptive. All right. Let's see. Okay. The worst, we keep going, 312-981-7200. The worst is people walking too slow or stopping going across a bridge.
That downtown Chicago, that's a big issue.
That is the worst. Yeah. I think that person wins. I don't know if there's a winner.
Yeah. But the idea of stopping short.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It drives me bananas.
There's the bridge. There's the bridge that's like right over here from Michigan that goes to like Wabash or whatever. It's very narrow. It's a narrow bridge. And people, I hate when people are three across and then you're going towards them and they don't get into a single file line to do the proper left right thing. Right. They just like, I'm like pinned over to the right. So
when
all
you get
three
to tourists downtown Chicago, bridges and the views that you can see one way or the other, all etiquette is out the window. There's no there's no left, right, fast move. I mean, you know how many times I cross that bridge and people are taking photos, mostly flipping off the Trump Tower? I mean, you'd think that that's a bit, and you saw it on Twitter, but I tell you, I walk on this bridge because I take the bus to Madison and I come up, and I'm just every time, I'm like, I'm not failed by some tourist being like, I got a clever idea.
Imagine how many photos you're in of someone flipping off what
in the background. Right. Yeah, exactly. All right, 312-981-7200. 309 says, you know what? The worst of people thinking, oh, that's interesting, who actually think putting ketchup on a hot dog is the worst. And a lot about ketchup on hot dogs today.
I've lived here my whole life that never once has it bothered me even a little bit what someone puts on their hot dog.
Yeah.
That's got to go away, right?
It does. I think I kind of agree in the way that I feel like, when do we become like strange hot dog Nazis?
There's a Chicago-style dog, and that should stay the way it is.
Well, yeah, that, you'll order that, and you know what you're getting.
But why would you care what someone else is putting on it? I don't know. That's always bugged me. Yeah.
I know, and you wonder like if that would translate to other foods. If it were like, I'll have a hamburger, and I'll have a, if you can give me Tabasco sauce on there. And I'm like, no!
What a monster!
How dare you?
Yeah, it's go back to Cleveland,
and they're doing a story today, which I didn't really get into. I was going to talk about it, and I was like, yeah. But Kraft is, I think it might be Kraft. Somebody's doing
is it Heinz?
Heinz is doing a new, like, it's essentially ketchup. They're just trolling Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're like, it's new for hot dogs. You should try it. And it's just ketchup. And you're like, what are you doing? Why are you even getting in this? Why are you wading into this? I feel like that whole thing is all because corporations continue to talk about ketchup and mustard on hot dogs. Nobody cares.
No.
Yeah, it's I don't silly. Care. But that is the worst, the people who do care.
I like the too restaurants much. Where they're like, we're going to take your photo and put you on the wall of shame. Order a ketchup.
Hey, don't you answer your cell phone. If you do that, we'll kick you out of here.
Well, cover your cell phone and ketchup.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Joy. Joy, hi, Joy. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Doing good. You guys are great. I just want to say the worst really isn't having your account, your Facebook account, hacked by Jaden Smith. It's the 72 times a day you get notifications from friends warning you not to accept Jaden Smith. Yeah.
I know that's when there's some sort of scammy thing that goes viral on Facebook or social media, it's the dumbest. It's the worst. You're just like, all right, I pick it up right from the get-go, and then you have to deal with it, and you have to deal with the fallout, then you have to deal with the media picking it up. That's the worst. A new thing happening on social media. And you're like,
Right.
Yeah, that's the worst. Joy, good job. That's a good worst.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, 312-981-7200. All right. Well, here's a very specific one. There are three types of worst, and I've learned this from doing this, and Blake, you've been on the show a couple times. You probably can agree. There is the clever one that's like, this is something in society that bums me out or that I really think is the worst. Then there's the literal, the worst. I have something happened to me, my family, my health. You get those where you're like, yeah, that literally is the worst.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then there's the specific. And this next one falls into the specific that nobody else can. Yeah. Yeah, these are the ones that you're like, oh, I don't know if I've ever been there. 815 says, the worst is when your tractor trailer breaks down and you go out to inspect your tire and you get skunked by a skunk and the guy won't fix it until the smell goes away. Very relatable.
The cartoon character.
Well, like I said, I'm from a farm, so if I had a nickel, right? Every time that happened to me.
Yeah, that's very specific worst. But it sounds like the worst, right?
It doesn't
sound like
the worst.
Like if you got sprayed by a skunk in general?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to do the tomato juice bath? Is that what
it is? Yeah, you're the farm expert.
Is it juice or like tomato puree?
Tomatoes.
My dog got it when I was a kid. We had to put her in the tub with, I think we did tomato puree. I don't think we knew what we were doing. And then she just smelled like tomatoes for like 2 weeks, which was just as bad.
And then you go back to the tractor guy. He's like, I can't fix this. You smell like tomatoes.
I'm like, fix my dog.
Fix my dog.
847 says, tomorrow's National Hot Dog Day. There you go.
Okay.
See? That's why all this is coming all ties together.
Duh, July 19th. How did we forget?
Yeah, right. 773 says, you know, it's the worst. Cash only restaurants. Agreed. We're at a game. We're at a point in society now where the people who make currency or at least monitor or I guess moderate, I mean banks and things like that are forcing us to use cards. So if you're in a position where you take cash only, I mean, I don't want to feel like a jerk because I've gone one way with the plastic and things like that. And then I now have to go to the, I mean, it just messes up my flow, man.
And then you have to pay fees somewhere. Cause I'm like a stupid hippie that has to use the smallest bank that has like a half an ATM under a bridge.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it seems, I mean, I like the coziness and I understand why. I mean, because credit, I mean, the best kept secret in our society is that the credit card companies, the Visas, the MasterCards, they charge for every transaction. So, right. Of course, they're like, hey, let's go all no cash.
Yeah.
Right. Let's
yeah.
Let's go cashless society. They want to do that. If they're going to go cashless society, get rid of that weird like dollar every time, like it's something like 20 cents. And you know, I don't want to get crazy on this, but I did a whole thing because I'd go down to the State of Illinois building to get my driver's license redone or the license plate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fascinating because for the longest time, they did not take Visa.
At
and I was
DMV?
Like, they take MasterCard, they take everything else, Discover, American Express,
weird.
No Visa. And I was like, that is weird. Why are you? And they're like, it has to do. I looked into it, of course. I was like, I actually put an intern on it. I'm like, there's a story that you should do. And it came down to Visa wanted a certain amount of money for the transactions, 85 cents or whatever it is. And the State of Illinois, not because they're any sort of like, yay, rah, the customer. They're more like, we're not going to pay that. Mm-hmm. And we can't, by law, push that to our constituents because there's a law that says no more fees on top of whatever that is. So you just can't use the card. They fought over it for you. And now you go there, it doesn't matter. They'll do it. So something happens somewhere along the line. But that's the best kept secret that this is pushed to cashless society. They're still, the big companies are like, well, I mean, there's a fee for every transaction.
Right.
Yeah. It's like the merchant processors have to process the payment. And
yeah.
And that, but there's some fun places. They're like too hip that will give you like a shot of whiskey or something if you have to use the ATM.
Oh, if you give your receipt. Yeah, yeah, I do appreciate that.
I'm like, okay. I guess I'll use your ATM. Yeah.
There you go. All right. In studio, Aaron Grother and Blake Burkhart, two stand-up comedians in town. We're playing the worst, 312-981-7200. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we will continue part two of the worst. This is Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. We're playing the worst, where we complain about the worst things in society for prizes. We got good prizes tonight, a pair of tickets to the 10th annual Chicago Blackhawks convention at the Chicago Hilton on the 21st, coming up here right around the corner. And then we also have some other things as well. In studio tonight, Aaron Grother. She is a stand-up comedian who is hosting an Endorca's comedy in Pilsen. at Endorca's every second Friday. Is that what you, how
yeah, that's right.
All right. Also going to be at the Milwaukee Comedy Festival coming up in August, early August. Blake Burkhart is, of course, a regular here on The Worst. Also the host producer of Comedians You Should Know, which is at Timothy O'Toole's right around the corner here in Streeterville. Wednesday night shows, the next 2 weeks, two shows a night, 7 mm-hmm. and 9:30.
Yep.
Here we go. All right. That's one of the best shows in Chicago, Comedians You Should Know, which is on Wednesday night. There you go.
That's great.
All right. Let's get to it. We got a lot of people calling in, a lot of texts as well. 708 says, you know what's the worst? Seeing people's nasty feet in the summer. I deliver to coffee shops throughout Chicago, and people are kind enough to hold the door open for me while I wheel in heavy boxes. In order to avoid rolling over their feet with my two-wheeler, I concentrate on their feet. Wow.
If you hate feet so much, you got to get a different jab there, buddy.
Yeah,
that's like the one jab you specifically have to look at feet
or
all the time.
Not care about rolling over their feet.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
He's a considerate guy, at least. Yeah,
yeah, he's considerate.
Yeah.
All right. The worst, 773 says, the worst is when you order a sandwich with no cheese from Portillo's. And when you get home, they gave you extra cheese.
Well, what a land of plenty we live in.
Yeah, and it's melted. I need to put that everywhere. Okay. The worst is, there you go. 262 gives us a Wisconsin reference. The worst is when the person in front of you at the bubbler, drinking fountain.
Oh, yeah.
Who starts clearing his throat, then spits up a glob of lung butter, and then walks away after his drink, and it's your turn, and you're staring at his blob that looks like a green snail without a shell, making a slow descent towards the drain.
Oh, my.
But it's too thick to go down. Wow, that is so descriptive.
Yeah,
that was Kafka-esque.
I feel sick now. Yeah, thanks, Wisconsin. You made me sick.
815 says, the worst is people who drive without putting on their headlights at night. Obviously, it's nighttime. It's dark outside. How do these nimrods not notice the road in front of them is not lit? I did that with the... Because the last thing it says, thanks for letting me vent. So I tried to channel.
That is the worst. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah. 773 says, the worst two-drink minimum. You guys are club stand-ups.
Clubs do that. We don't do that. Comedians you should know, of course.
Right.
Yeah, as stand-ups, I like when people have to drink more.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I would say the worst is the onion rings at the stand-up club.
Oh, don't get food at a club.
If you're at a stand-up club and you're like, I'll have a Long Island iced tea, what's in that? Also, these cheese fries look great. Yeah. Don't do that.
Eat before you come. The food normally isn't great, and we don't want you eating while we're performing for you. Yeah.
Like a big basket of chips.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. That's
the worst.
It's a fried platter. You get a ton of stuff in here. All right.
I was at City Winery recently seeing a show, and that's a wonderful place to see performers, mm-hmm. but they have the dinner, package, so there's people eating dinner, and it was like a very soft, playing an acoustic guitar, singing, very sensitive songs, and you just hear, like, people's forks and clinking, it's like clink, clink, clink,
yeah.
The fork scraping, he's, like, singing his heart out, and you just hear that.
All right. The worst, 518 says, the worst is male underwear with no, quote, front door. I hate, quote, jumping over the fence in an emergency.
Oh,
male underwear humor.
I don't think I've ever seen a pair without the front door. Is that like a new thing?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe there is like some sort of like Axe body spray underwear that's like new and doesn't have a front door.
Maybe he's thinking of a diaper.
Yeah. Could be.
Diapers you have to take all the way off.
Yeah, that's right. 773 says, the worst is the bike lane next to where you exit the bus. Yeah, I'm with that.
That's dangerous too,
I'm a biker
careful.
And I feel bad when that happens because I'm like, get out of the way. I'm just trying to help you.
You get to a certain point where you're like, the society has figured out transit and everywhere except the bus. The bus is still like, boo, next to the bus and transit. It's just, I'll stop right here, boo. Yeah. Everyone else has figured out lanes and where you're supposed to be.
Right.
The bus continues to not care.
Oh, it's a rotary phone.
Let's go to Laura. Laura, what's the worst, Laura?
Hi. First of all, I'm a big fan of the show.
Thank you.
So thank you for everything you do, and I love this segment. But the worst is when you go to, a store in July, and they have all the Christmas items out to buy already, and it's like, really? It's July.
Oh, that's the worst. The worst is when it's not even Christmas. What gets me is when there's the secondary holidays, you know, where there's like a Valentine's Day or an Easter.
Yeah, these fake holidays.
Yeah, not necessarily fake, but like just not the ones that, like, Christmas, you're like, I get it. There's a lot of money at stake when it comes to Christmas, and they might be out, then, you know, get to November or like September, they're thinking Christmas. Mm-hmm. But when you start seeing Valentine's Day stuff by Halloween, you're like, all right, we've lost all semblance of, you know, what's important in this society.
And who's decorating their home for Valentine's Day? Do people do that? Maybe like a little bit, little like, oh, this is kind of cute. But...
yeah, there's some decorating in some houses, I know.
Oh, yours? Is it yours?
Thanks, Laura.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Judy. Judy. Judy, Judy, Judy. What's the worst, Judy?
Hello. Hello. I hear that a lot, Judy, Judy, Judy. the worst thing about society today, in my mind, is the meanness. The meanness of the things that are posted on Facebook. I mean, if you look at some of the stuff that's posted, mostly political, just substitute your mother or your father and think how you would feel if they were talking about them.
Mostly it's probably is my father on Facebook. No. I agree, Judy. But, you know, I feel like we've done a good job in society. I like to see how in the short term we're evolving, where we have learned to compartmentalize. You need to go to a little button up at the top, and you get very interested in this. You don't have to delete the friend, but you can unfollow the friend, and so they don't show up in your feed. Just do that. That's what I do, because then after a while, the people kind of are mean in an echo chamber, and then they go, I guess I'll be mean to myself.
That would be nice.
There you go. Thanks, Judy.
I unfollowed.
Okay, bye-bye.
And followed like five people today, to be honest with you.
I mean, it's the greatest thing ever. I don't want to unfriend them.
No.
I don't. But there's some that are just like, all right, I don't need to see this ever. Because Facebook, the one time you like something, Facebook then gets an algorithm. It's like, Justin likes this person.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Must have his stuff up in the front every time. And you're like, I don't need this. Every wake up something from, raw story, uncut.
Right.
Got the scoop on the. Operation Dirt, you know, you're just like, all right, unfollow. I don't need to answer this stuff. All right.
Feed the algorithm.
Exactly. All right. 312-981-7200. All right. Why don't we do this? Why don't we take our last break here, and we will actually, you know what? I have about 15 that just came in.
Wow.
So why don't we keep going?
Okay.
Because we only have one break before the news, so we'll do another 3 or 4 minutes here, and then we'll take a break and then judge what we have.
Let's do it.
Perfect.
All right, here we go. All right, I got to keep up. There's a lot here. You know, it's the worst tax on soda. It's a political issue.
That's right for the businesses, I hear.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The worst, let's see, we did the underwear, did the bike lane. The worst, speaking of ketchup, the worst is steakhouse that doesn't sell that does sell French fries, but doesn't have ketchup. Yeah. 773 says the scent of elevators. At CTA stations?
That's truly the worst.
That might be a winner, man.
That is the worst smell I can think of right now.
And you're only in it for like 2 seconds, like a half of a floor, but it goes so slowly.
You want smell that smell, you go, who didn't think that this was going to happen? Like, I automatically go to the engineer or whoever designed the CTA stop elevator, who's like in 1970 and going, nothing will hurt. This will be great. I can't expect anything to go wrong. And the minute the first person pees and they're like, didn't know that was going to happen.
Yeah. Right.
Now it'll smell like this forever.
Yeah. Everyone's like, this is a bathroom.
Yeah.
That's gross. That's a very good one. The worst is someone who's driving in front of you, who's driving under the speed limit. We get that one a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mary's got a good one. The worst at any random checkout at a retail store when the sales associate asks you if you're a rewards club member. And with some sort of ID card, and you say, no. All you want to do is check out, pay for your stuff, and get out of there. But by saying no, you have to listen to the pitch about why you should become a Rewards Club member when both of you know that you're never going to become one. That is a weird societal thing that we all have respect for. Everybody does. So we let that happen all the time.
Yeah.
And there's been once or twice where I've broken that code, and you feel like a jerk. I go, no, don't even give me this pitch. Yeah. Like, I don't even need to hear the pitch. And then like, I just turn into an old man who's, you know, like, yeah.
Now I feel self-conscious because I feel like no one pitches me. I feel like, nah, she's not going
to I was just at a store the other day, and a lady was getting trained to work there, and the woman training her just worked me through the transaction, and then she goes, should I ask him if he wants to become a member? And the lady kind of looked at me, and she was like, no, you don't have to.
Blake and I are like, we don't get she it. Saw, we like, don't, the paint we've never
stains on our
shirt. We love rewards.
I was like, all right, fine. I don't have to.
Fine. Okay. 630 says, the worst is opening a new puzzle and finding out after days of work that multiple pieces are missing. And then realizing how sad your life has become.
Oh man, that's great. I went through some puzzle time.
Yeah. Dang, where's that piece? There's no piece. Oh, I'm so sad. Wow.
Oh no.
That's sad.
Oh, that is the worst.
Oh no. All right. 773 says the worst is trying to calm your screaming, squirming child at the dentist. Give me the nitrous oxide, please.
Oh, yeah.
312 says the worst is honesty. Like when your girlfriend breaks up with you and she says, it's you, not me.
Oof.
They're trying out material.
Yeah, that feels good. Yeah.
No bits. The next one.
No bits.
No bits. The worst are people who don't use turn signals. Yeah, we've got that.
Mm-hmm.
847 says the worst, the phrase breaking news. Yes, I agree. That is a bad one.
Because it's overused?
Yeah,
or?
I think it's just at a certain point, like, when you see that, that's never something like, I'm so excited.
There's so much news now, yeah. And social media is...
And they overuse it so much that you're just like, you're automatically eye-roll when you see breaking news in any form. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Jerry's got one here. This is a strange one. The worst is losing over $1,000 throughout the night at the casino and finally winning a $1,000 poker jackpot and being refused the payment since you are 1 month short of being age 21.
Oh, wow.
I'm glad that happened to a 20-year-old.
Yeah, right?
Frankly.
Yeah. You got some growing up to do.
How'd he get $1,000?
Yeah.
214 says, the worst is, quote, under the potbelly pants. Like when a man with a 52-inch beer gut still brags he can fit into a pair of 36s.
Oh.
I'm going that way. I kind of like that look. That's a good look, man. That's a strong.
I'm coming up on that.
I like
that.
It's a lot better than the Chris Christie look, I feel, when the pants go like around the belly, too.
Yeah, like the pull-up.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, definitely go with the underneath. That's like more of like a Lou Piniella. You know, I feel like a Lou Piniella was pulling that move. All right, in studio, Aaron Grother, Blake Burkhart. We are doing the worst. 312-981-7200. I still got a lot here, but we're going to go ahead and take our break so we can talk about the ones that we've received tonight and see which ones are the winner. We're playing the worst. Stay with us.
It's going down.
Playing the worst here on the download. 312-981-7200. In studio tonight, Aaron Grother and Blake Burkhart. Aaron is going to be at Andorcas Comedy, as it is every second Friday at Andorcas in Pilsen. Also at the Milwaukee County Comedy Festival, the Milwaukee Comedy Festival coming up at the beginning of August. Blake Burkhart, the producer host of Comedians You Should Know, Wednesday nights at Timothy O'Toole's right here in Streeterville at Ontario and Fairbanks.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And it is Wednesday nights. The next two Wednesdays, there's two shows, 7 and 9:30.
Yep.
All right. We think we have our winners, but we still have some more to go here. There could be some late arrivals. 312-981-7200. 630 says the worst is losing your wallet with your license and a bunch of credit cards, and you have no idea who to call or even the credit card companies and account numbers because you throw everything away after you make your monthly payments.
Oh, wow.
Like he shreds it? I don't even know what to say on that one.
Yeah,
I'm sure you could call whatever company, Bank of America, and be like, hi, my name is blah, 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 and this is my social security number, and
yeah,
they would know
like
where
they
to
go through social. Yeah.
They would go, yeah, we know how to get you.
Yeah, here's my high school mascot.
I think you just look at your phone and it reads your retina scan, it scans your retina, and then it tells you how much money you have.
Who was your mom's best friend when you were in middle school?
That sounded French. Who was your mother's best friend?
The French owned the banks. I'm a conspiracy theorist.
The worst is going slow in the passing lane of the escalator. Oh, yeah.
Oh, like standing still?
Yeah, or if you're in the wrong side of an escalator and you decide to Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like the escalators right now have been downsized. I feel like there's just
pretty
one
narrow,
lane, right?
Pretty
yeah,
narrow.
Like you go to like the target by my house is a double target, mm-hmm. so you go up. There's not any room to go around somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, usually not. I'm yeah. always moving unless I'm on it by myself, and then I take my time.
Yeah,
right. You smell the roses.
Yeah.
815 says weekend jumps in gas prices. Yeah.
Oh, I don't drive enough to notice that.
646 says going with the bad feet theme. The worst is when a guy sitting next to you in the stands at a ballpark puts his feet up so everyone can see his fungusy toenails through his open-toed sandals. Ooh. You know the type.
The diseased type.
773 says Easter's a secondary holiday. Come on, man. I did not say it was a secondary holiday. I was saying it in terms of as a matter of fact, I went out of my way to say it wasn't. Mm-hmm. But I think Easter fits in when it comes to the consumerism of it mm-hmm. to be a secondary holiday.
There's fewer products for it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Right. That's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not making any
no,
we sort
talking
of
about Valentine's Day
religious statement on the the yeah. resurrection of Christ. Okay?
Yeah.
So get off my back.
I said bad things about Valentine's Day, but that's it.
Yeah.
That's
no,
on
right.
me.
Yeah, the worst is getting fired after going to visit family in Colorado where pot is legal, then coming back to work and being given a random drug test.
Ooh.
That's not real. That's like what a congressman would get up on. You know, what happens when you go to Colorado? And then, like, it seems like some sort of pulpit speech.
All right.
That's not a real thing.
Yeah, sounds like he shouldn't have told anyone at work where he was going.
All right. And the last one here, 219, the worst is when people at a kid's birthday party gets mad at me for refusing birthday cake after every kid helped blow out the candles with their spittle. All right, we got some prizes to give away. A pair of tickets to the 10th annual Chicago Blackhawks convention at the Hilton Chicago Hotel on July 21st through the 23rd. Stop by and join our live broadcast on the 21st with Rokan and 22nd with The Beat, all brought to you by Meijer, now offering home delivery across Chicagoland. We're also giving away a pair of tickets to Peter and the Starcatcher playing at Metropolis Performing Arts Center through August 20th. Discover the origin story of Peter Pan and Neverland you never knew. Get tickets today at metropolisarts.com. And a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. All right, you guys ready? Let's get these three. What I've got for third place is going to go to 630. They're going to get the pizza. The worst is opening a new puzzle and finding out after days of work that multiple pieces are missing, then realizing how sad your life has become. Very sad.
Oh, so sad.
So sad you get a pizza.
Yeah, you needed a win.
You needed
all
a win.
All the slices of pizza will be there for you.
That's right. Second place, the pair of tickets to Peter and the Starcatcher is going to go to 262. The worst of those darn little stickers they put on every single piece of fruit. I didn't realize I ate one, but I bit into the apple and tried to swallow it. It stuck to the back of my throat. My tongue couldn't bend back enough far. I had to stick my fist in my throat to remove it. I can't wait till they put a sticker on every single grape. That's good. And number one, very simple, 773. You're going to get the tickets to the 10th annual Chicago Blackhawks convention at the Hilton. You know what's the worst? The scent of elevators at CTA stations. There is nothing worse than that smell. Blake, Aaron, thanks so much for playing tonight. Really appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having us.